Bad poetry. Anyone who has attended enough coffeehouse readings has probably encountered it, but have you heard the worst poetry? The Collective Project's current play is about just that, the worst poet in history. I spoke to the folks behind the production of this new show, The Great McGannigan.
Oh, forget him, Andrew.
The Great McGannigan is about this guy.
Please, sir, I'm looking for someone to publish my poetry.
Is it Crimean poetry?
Of course it's not Crimean poetry.
No.
Now see here! You must hear my work!
We have Andrew McGannigan, a young guy in Somersby, England. I'm Dave Lobby, and I'm the playwright. I wrote The Great McGannigan. And from birth, demonstrates himself to be a savant, a genius at absolutely everything he puts his hand to, whether it is curing sheep, whether it is fixing alarm clocks at the age of 1 month, you name it, he can do it all. And he cares about none of it.
What McGannigan does care about is writing poetry.
And the consensus opinion of everybody in his world is that he is the worst poet that ever walked the planet.
Oh, the tragic life and death of Joan of Arc, whose time on earth was briefer than a spark. Her faith burned oh so brightly like the sun, the rest of her burned in 1431. Condemned for hearing voices in her head.
Some days it doesn't pay to get out of bed. A spirit so rare, but cooked to medium well. Sent up to heaven in a fire hot as hell. Thus Joan was gone, and she became a martyr. Some people deserve to be cooked alive, but not her. Joan of Arc by Andrew McGannigan.
Congratulations, that is truly awful.
Thank you very much. I've worked very hard to be as bad as possible.
So this is, the show is loosely based on the life of a real poet.
That's right.
Tell me about him.
That's right. In the late 19th century, there was a guy in Dundee, Scotland, named William McGonagall, who was derisively called the Great McGonagall, as a matter of fact. And very much like Andrew, he felt a very strong calling, a need to not only write poetry, but he had to perform it, and wandered the streets of Dundee, being mocked and laughed at, and became so notorious for being a bad, one of the very few first performance artists, that he actually came in demand. They started to want him to do it.
And in a similar vein, Andrew McGannigan is openly mocked throughout the show. And surprisingly, that's where the humanity of the story lies. In this scene, Andrew is reciting poetry in the street, and the crowd that is gathered to laugh at him actually starts taking up a collection for him to keep reading. His long-suffering wife tries to pull him away.
Why are they even quoting me now?
They're not quoting you, love. They're mocking you.
Well, it's better than having a door slammed in my face, isn't it?
Seriously, Andrew.
The Great McGannigan is being directed by Sean Haley. He's the Collective Project's artistic director. He says that as a group of young artists, they find it easy to identify with Andrew.
Sort of at this crossroads in his life and deciding to take the harder path, even though everyone's kind of rooting against him.
So do you think that it might be maybe even a little bit easier for an audience to identify with somebody who, you know, really goes after something and just kind of is not good at it?
I think everyone hits that point in their life where you know what you want to do or you have this great plan for your life and then reality hits.
And as McGannigan experiences doors shut in his face and the laughter of virtually everyone around him, we see that those who choose to follow their passions anyway have a difficult road ahead of them. Dave Lobby describes the conundrum this way.
You're always haunted by that thought, am I dedicated or am I nuts? all of us, I don't care how successful we are at whatever endeavors, I don't care if we are in the job we always wanted to do, everyone has got something in their mind. They say, you know, I wish I could play guitar. Man, I wish I could, you know, hit that 120 mile per hour serve in tennis. Everybody's got some little thing. You see people very successful who step out and they say, why are you doing that? Why is so-and-so? How could they not be satisfied? It's human nature. It's in all of us.
And The Great McGannigan is all about taking that risk, even and especially if it results in horrible poetry. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.